This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2241, 10 Thoughts You Should Never Ever Think and Why, part one, by Mia of SheDreamsAllDay.com, and I'm Justin Mollick. Today I have a bit of a longer post. I'll read the first half today and then finish the rest for you tomorrow. So with that, let's get right to part one and start optimizing your life. 10 Thoughts You Should Never Ever Think and Why, Part 1 by Mia of SheDreamsAllDay.com. Having a negative mindset can be a real dream killer and make us miserable. And yet so many of us walk around thinking the worst of ourselves. Why, oh why, would we drag ourselves down like this on the reg? Practicing having a more positive mindset should honestly be on all of our to-do lists and part of our daily routines. However, it's easy to get caught up in all the negativity of the hectic world around us, and our thoughts follow us wherever we go. First things first, understanding the power of our thoughts is key. It's crazy to think just how much power our thoughts have over us. It's like the kids say, total cray cray. If you've never thought about your thoughts in the way I'm about to explain, it may blow your mind a little. I know I was mind blown when I learned the way our thoughts and realities intertwine with each other and on such a deep level. Are you ready? There's always a direct relation between the thoughts in our mind and the results in our life. In other words, our thoughts create our beliefs. Our beliefs create our emotions, which makes us act a certain way. This all equals the current results we have in our lives. You can basically tie the results you have in your life now back to thoughts you had previously thought. If you're not happy with a certain aspect of your life, congrats, you can change this by starting with your thoughts. By changing the way we think, we can manifest anything to be our reality, which is honestly so awesome to think about. This is why it's so important to pay close attention to our thoughts and be aware of how we are talking to ourselves. If you want the good life, you need to think the good thoughts. I challenge you, what are you thinking right now? Are your thoughts positive? Are they negative? Do your current thoughts support you and your dreams? If they don't support you, this needs to be changed and quickly. I go into detail about the most common thoughts we tend to think but never ever should, including examples of thoughts to think instead so you can, hopefully, turn your frown upside down and start practicing a more positive mindset. Note that it takes quite a lot of practice to turn your negative thoughts into positive ones. But start right now and you can really make a difference in your life. The key is to believe your thoughts. What you think becomes your reality. So make it an amazing one. Bad thought, I'm not good enough. I think we've all thought this thought at some point in our lives. Moments of insecurity and low self-esteem got the best of you. Don't you dare give this thought more power over you than it already has. It's time to stop thinking like you have no self-worth because it couldn't be further from the truth. There's no time to waste. Say your goodbyes because it's time to leave the pity party and get the heck out of here. Newsflash, we are all good enough. Enough said. Replace with, I am good enough and I'm doing the best I can. Number two, bad thought. I can never afford X. If you think you can't have something or you believe that you can never afford something you desire, your money mindset is off. What you're doing here is that you're actually telling your brain that the opposite is true. You are telling it over and over again that you can and never will afford the things you desire to have. And guess what? If you continue to do so, you never will. Money won't show up at your doorstep if you constantly push it away with your thoughts. You have to start to think differently when it comes to your finances. Believe and visualize that it's all possible for you. Even if you at this moment may be stretching a $1 bill from here and to the moon to see how far it can be stretched, you can have money, but the having of the money starts again in your brain. Here are a few things you can do to start to shift your money mindset. Tip number one, read Jen Sincero's You Are a Bad at Making Money. It'll turn your world upside down, as well as your mindset, hopefully. And tip number two, listen to the Make More Money Mindset by Natalie Bacon and implement her strategies. Replace with, anything is possible for me, or money really does love me. Number three, bad thought, I can't. Yikes, saying I can't limits you from all the amazingness this world has got to offer. If you find yourself saying I can't a lot, you are pampering yourself with self-doubt and believing in impossibility. Remember, your brain is very polite. It listens to you. If you believe you can't, that will be your truth. Turn this around immediately, and I promise you'll see results. Quote, whether you think you can or you can't, you are right. Henry Ford. Replace with, I can do anything I want, or if I worked hard, anything is possible for me. Or simply, I can. Number four, bad thought, I'm just not that lucky. The story goes, other people have things you wish you had. Other people live their lives a way you believe that you aren't able to. Guys, this is just an illusion. Comparing yourself to other people is the worst thing you can possibly do. The truth is, we'll never know what's going on in other people's lives, what they are truly thinking and feeling. It may look like they have it all on the outside, but they could just as easily be crying a river inside. The perfect and lucky life doesn't exist without hard work and solid mind work. You can be just as lucky as you perceive other people to be if you put in the work and believe. Start believing and visualizing your ideal future and great things shall happen. Don't believe me? Read You Are a Badass by Jen Sincero and it will hopefully change your mind because it changed mine. Replace with, amazing things will and can happen to me. Number five, hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled 10 Thoughts You Should Never Ever Think and Why by Mia of SheDreamsAllDay.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Mia. I was just talking about this the other day. I think it was two episodes ago about how we have the option to choose to be happy. Again, for most of us, this is the case. And this is another take on that. As Mia mentioned, it does take a lot of practice, but we're going to hear some more examples and finish this post in tomorrow's episode. So for now, thank you for being here and listening every day, including the weekends. And we'll finish up this post tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.